You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
What did you make to the 26-man squad selected by Hodgson? Were there any shocks, in your opinion?
Not really. I do think that, obviously, a few players put up a sort of a good case towards the end of the season. I think it's surprising that he's taken seven defenders. That's a gamble. But I do think, bearing in mind that maybe there's not an outstanding case for any defenders left out, I think Jagielka would be hugely disappointed. He's been so loyal for Hodgson. That's one. I think Walcott probably felt as if he did enough in qualifying, but he just hasn't been playing for Arsenal. So that counted against him. To my mind, I think he's named in his own head 23. And I think, though he didn't name them, I think the three on standby are Delph, Drinkwater and Rashford.
Right.
I think that the strikers will be present and correct unless one of them gets injured. And in that case, Rashford will step up. Because I think Townsend is your only natural winger. He's your only really sort of kind of out-and-out wide man. People yeah. might point to Sterling, but Sterling's not your, conventional winger. He's just not. He's a bit more than that. And I think also the doubts over Wilshere to a degree, and also Henderson. And I think those two others, Delph and Drinkwater, are covering bases. I think Roy even sort of kind of in conversation sort of said in the past he's asked players to go on standby. Not that this means this time they wouldn't be happy to be on standby, but it puts them in a difficult position. And some players in the past have even refused to be on standby. But I think if you're on standby, you basically attack the squad in a different way. I think if he hasn't put in a dividing line, then I do think everyone feels that they've got a position to sort of go for and attack. And I think also for Rashford, it's a great opportunity to be with the squad and learn for the future. But I do think that that sort of dividing line, if you like, I think subconsciously is quite clear and is even more clear in Roy Hodgson's mind, even though he wouldn't say that to the players. And the players, I think, secretly know. Drinkwater has almost said as much, sort of kind of in some candid interviews this week. So I think the chances are very, very high that those three, Rashford, Drinkwater, Delph, will be trimmed unless there's injuries or they make a ridiculously good case in the meantime to go to the Euros. I think they'll be the ones that are trimmed.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.